Another dawn.
Sounds like Clint Eastwood writes his script.
We gonna wait? Could be our best chance to take him now.
Trader always used to claim that the best time for successful aggression against an unknown enemy was in the first 5 seconds of the encounter. Wait, Jack. No reason to think we're in any danger here.
How about the story he collects muties and puts them in a zoo?
You hear me, strangers?
Emma closed her eyes for a few moments, looking as if she were counting the beats of her own heart. She opened them again.
It's safe, for now.
Hi there, Joaquin. They're friends. Save me from stickies.
Who the fuck are you calling me by my... Is that Morgan? Josh Morgan?
Yeah.
Where's your uniform?
Sticky stripped me. These people chilled them all and saved me. Clothes came off a dead Sticky.
And all the others?
Morgan turned down both of his thumbs.
All?
Yeah.
Sure these people are ace?
Morgan started to walk toward his colleagues, beckoning for Ryan and the others to follow him toward the line of waiting horsemen.
Stay on red.
But there was no problem. The Sec Patrol was far more interested in Morgan's return, gathering around him, firing questions at him, though Ryan noticed that some of the men's eyes kept sliding uneasily to Christy and to Jack. But none of them were taking any notice of Emma. Finally, the grizzled veteran called Joaquin slapped his gelding on the side of the neck.
Enough of this. Time for talk later.
He searched out Ryan.
Ben will want to thank you. Thank you all. We found the scene of the ambush. Not a lot left of the poor devils. There'd been no warning of Stickies in the Baron's lands. No fucking warning at all.
No man would have ridden around that.
Morgan quietly murmured something to Joaquin, who nodded.
Of course. Josh says there hasn't been much in the line of food for a day or so. On behalf of Baron Sean Sharp, I invite you to come with us to the Ville and be our guests and enjoy both bed and board.
Be real glad to.
The Sec Sergeant's generous invitation didn't extend to ordering any of his men off their mounts and offering them to the Outlanders.
Any of you darlings want to ride?
I'll walk, thanks.
Me too. Thanks all the same. Never been that great on the back of a horse.
Joaquin smiled warmly at Emma.
How about you, little lady?
By stone and water, no, you won't.
She took several steps away from the mounted man.
What? She a stoop, Josh?
Had a bad time in Green Hill. A lot of men tried to rape her. A lot of chilling went on. Then, a day later, the fight with the Stickies. She was very quiet, seeing the way that the last of your men died. Isn't that right, Emma?
How was that?
Christy moved closer, putting herself physically between Joaquin and the distressed Emma, seeing out of the corner of her eye that Jack had stepped in again to comfort her.
They had him tied, his jaws forced open. Stickies tipped in black powder and set light to it. Poor devil's head practically exploded.
Who was it, Josh? Who was last?
Didn't know at the time. They had me stripped and tied in the shadows. I couldn't see. It was only after, when I looked, that I recognized Harry.
Harry Nodes?
Yeah.
Joaquin tugged at the reins, stopping his horse from moving sideways.
If the woman said that his head was practically... Well, how could you be sure?
Had that tattoo of two pigs fucking across his back between his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, right.
The sun still shone down brightly, but there were banks of snowy clouds, fluffy-topped, gathering toward the north of the region. Characteristic thunderheads with the promise of plenty more rain to come.
So, the lady with the yellow eyes. She doesn't want to ride double up with me or one of the men?
By now, Emma had recovered most of her self-control, even hanging out a watery smile to dry.
Thanks a lot, but I think I'll be better if I walk with the others.
As you like. Looks as if there's a big old chem storm on the way. Best move on to the Ville and report to Baron Sharp. Never keep a baron waiting, is what I always say.
Joaquin offered a hand to Joshua Morgan, who swung up onto the horse's back. He locked his hands around the sergeant's waist, giving a half wave to Ryan and the others. The horses moved on. Joaquin sent two men ahead as scouts. The seven friends, with Emma, strolled along the weed-strewn blacktop after the Sec Patrol. Ryan dropped back a little to walk alongside Emma, who had Jack in close attendance.
What did you see?
Stupid me, I can't get used to it. Many of them in the group wanted to bed me. The one called Joaquin, most of all. He was planning to try and get me in the stables. No, I guess planning isn't the right word. It's too strong. It was more sort of a fantasy for him. But it made me feel choked and sick.
Jack looked across at Ryan, his white hair dazzling in the sunshine, his ruby eyes screwed up against the painfully bright light.
Is this a good move?
I don't know, Jack.
Emma patted Jack on the arm and looked at Ryan.
I can't feel real danger.
Huh.
The Ville had once been a huge, rambling country mansion, built around 1885 in the classic Victorian Gothic style. Towers, turrets, winding corridors, and stained glass. It seemed that there had once been a number of multi-story buildings surrounding it that had taken most of the nuke impact during Skydark, preserving it, though there had been some minor damage to the roof where modern repair stood out like a sore thumb. A number of outbuildings, barns, and courtyards were set among spreading woodlands, but the high wall, set with spikes and electrified wires, powered by a big water generator, was the main defensive feature that struck Ryan's eye as they trudged the last 100 yards toward the spread. Joaquin had reined back to walk his horse alongside the outlanders.
Impressive, huh?
Can't argue with that. You get a lot of trouble here?
Josh, you tell him.
What happened yesterday was the first serious incident we had for about a year.
Closer to 18 months. Mob of hole ghoulies stoned on the jolt they bought from the man with steel eyes.
Steel eyes?
Heard of them? Called the Magus.
Also known as the Warlock?
And the Sorcerer. Used to pick up stickies and sell them on to Gert Wolfram. Fat bastard used to use them in his traveling freak show. But the Magus is still around peddling his dirt.
Yeah. Controls most of the Jolt and Deathlands.
And this mob attacked you, Phil?
Came out of the night, raving and screaming. Stormed the wall. Plenty got chilled on the wire. Until their corpses blew all the main fuses. Few of them managed to get through, and we took some losses. More than an hour to clear the scum away.
The ghoulies tend to stick in the heart of the old ruins?
Not really ruins. I've been around and seen the Black Canyons of New York. Those are what I call ruins. Washington Hole isn't much more than what the name says. Big hole. Ash-infused lava glass. Biggest crater in the world, some say. High rad count. Get some triple serious muties there, which is good news for Baron Sharp with this.
Enough, Josh. Don't let your tongue taste so much air.
Baron Sean Sharp was waiting for his returning SecMen as soon as the heavy gate swung open. He stood in the main courtyard, his hands locked behind his back, wearing nondescript shirt and pants of dull beige with worn knee boots. Ryan's first glance went automatically to see how the man was armed. It was a satin-finished Ruger revolver, stuck in a workmanlike holster on the left side of his belt.
The GP-160. Double action, 6-round, 357 Magnum. Live rubber stocks. Handy blaster.
The man stood a little over 6 feet, broad-shouldered and deep-seated, with the easy stance of someone who kept himself in top shape. He looked around 30 years old. His blonde hair was cropped. His eyes were the chilling milky blue of Sierra meltwater. He was strikingly good-looking. The horsemen reined in around him, but nobody spoke a word. Ryan led his party in a few yards behind and stopped and waited. Sharp looked around, his eyes taking in everything, lingering on Jack and then on Christy.
Well, I see you alone, Joshua, with marks on your face that tell me we have stickies on our lands. Best hear your initial report, Sergeant.
He turned slowly to look at Joaquin.
Well, sir, Morgan's scouting party here was ambushed and slaughtered by a bunch of goddamn stickies. These outlanders came across the scene and rescued Josh.
The Baron stood very still as he listened. When Joaquin fell silent, he still didn't speak. Out of the corner of his eye, Ryan could see that Emma was trembling. It could have been exhaustion.
Well, good report, Joaquin. Thank you. Gives me the things I need to know and didn't waste words. Glad to see you back alive, Morgan. Go and have a bath and get out of those filthy, bloody rags. Then we will be very pleased to hear your dark story in your own words.
Aye, Baron.
Morgan slipped down and walked quickly toward the main building.
Dismiss the men, Sergeant. Then come and see me in a half hour.
The companions moved out of the way as the horses clattered across the cobbled yard through an archway that presumably led to the stables, leaving them waiting alone, with Baron Sean Sharp.